Great honor to be with you today. I do appreciate the pastor for giving to me the opportunity to bring the message this morning. Unfortunately, he isn't with us. If there's anyone who didn't know, tomorrow is his birthday. And Archbishop Metropolitan Stephen Lynn Evans will be a little bit older than he is today. It was convenient, to say the least, that Lynn read for us from Matthew, who is the Christ. You know, there are so many people today who will preach from Moses, from Jeremiah, from Isaiah, from Job, from Daniel, from King David, and they bring out such great stories. But there are those in, or there are places in the New Testament where Paul said that this is Jesus whom I preach. In Acts 17, he also said he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection of the dead. And I want to tell you today that I am unashamed to say I preach unto you Jesus. For there is no other name given under heaven amongst men whereby we must be saved. It isn't the case that we can be saved. It's a case that we must be saved. It is imperative that each one of us is saved. I want to say that this is my Bible. I boldly confess I am who it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. And today, I am in agreement with the Word of God. And may I never be the same again. Praise God. I want to read 5 verses for you from John's Gospel, chapter 15. John's Gospel, the first 5 verses of chapter 15, a very well-known passage to many people, where Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. These are the words of Jesus. They're not my words. The words of Jesus. He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, abide in the vine. Unless it abides in the vine, it cannot bear fruit. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Those are the words of Jesus. And I want us to concentrate for a few moments this morning on those last words that I just read from Jesus. He said that without me, you can do nothing. They're harsh words, aren't they? They come over stark in my whole being. That Jesus would say these things. Jesus wasn't here speaking to the unregenerate. He wasn't speaking to the waifs and strays along the roadside, or to those who are alcoholics or some other problem in their life. He was talking to his own disciples. Jesus here was speaking to the inner circle. The statement is in the context that we refer to are those who are in the vine. Those who are in the vine. Without Christ, we can do no spiritual act whatsoever. Those who have been pruned bear fruit. Those who do not bear fruit, Jesus said, that in the next verse, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. Now those are the branches that were part of the vine before they were cut off. I hate to think that Jesus here was saying that there are some who think that they are in Christ, but they will be cut off and cast into the fire. Without me, you can do nothing. Firstly, I want us to notice that he brings an aspiration of hope. Those words, you can do, bring great hope to each one of us who are in Christ. This morning, he says, you can do. It brings great hope. When I think of Christ as the vine, there can be nothing scanty or poverty-stricken in a vine so full of sap. They are connected to the one who said that there is nothing in this world that was made without me. The one who was there at creation. Jesus said that we need to be connected to the vine. This word do, it's a musical word. It brings joy into the heart that there is the possibility today that we can do work for Jesus. We are not condemned to inaction. We are brought into that place where Jesus said that you can do. Secondly, there passes through me a shudder of fear. A shudder of fear when I read the text. I tremble at the words, without me. It is possible this morning that we could be without Christ. It brings a shudder to my whole being to think that you or I could be without Christ, separated from the King of Kings, from the Lord of the universe. And so we would be utterly incapable of doing any good spiritually. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, we read that there is now no condemnation when there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. You see, there are some who are not in Christ this morning. I need to ask you, are you in Christ? There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We have the choice this morning of being in Christ, of being part of the vine. Another way would be to say, what if you should be in Christ and not so abiding in him? Jesus said, he that abideth in me and I in him. Perhaps you're just a Sunday Christian. There are some people who forget that they're a Christian when it comes to Monday. And they're with a different crowd. Jesus said, he that abides in me. That word abides, I looked it up in the Hebrew dictionary, and it means to dwell in, who lives in Christ, and Christ lives in him. Are you living in Christ this morning? I know it's a serious question, but your eternity depends on what your answer is. Oh, it brings a shudder of fear when I think of those words, without me, you can do nothing. Thirdly, this verse brings to me a vision of total failure. You can do nothing. A vision of total failure. In what way? Without Christ in its doctrine. The visible church of Christ today has tried every method under the sun to try to attract people. They've tried loud music. They've tried putting on a good show. I've seen churches that have tried smoke machines. There is a vision of total failure. With all the efforts of all the architecture and the smoke machines, the sum total expressed in nothing. Nothing spiritual. Oh, they may draw a crowd. Preston North End can draw thousands on a Saturday. We're not talking about drawing a crowd. I'm asking you, are you in Christ? And is Christ abiding in you? I don't know that I will ever come again. I am not guaranteed of tomorrow. I must speak to you as if this is my last visit, just in case. A vision of total failure. Fourthly, I hear a voice of wisdom. There is in this verse a voice of wisdom. He has said, without me, you can do nothing. And a still small voice speaks out of the text and says to those who are in Christ, let us acknowledge it. This is a fact that needs to be acknowledged. We need to go on our knees and say, God, without you, I am nothing. Absolutely nothing. My friends, I can do nothing without Christ. It speaks a word of knowledge. We need to say, Lord, it is true. Without you, we can do nothing. We need to pray. To pray. Where have the intercessors gone today? We haven't time to pray. We haven't time to study God's word. Without me, you can do nothing. Personally, I need to seek and cleave to Jesus. I need Jesus in the morning at noon and in the evening. I need Jesus on a Sunday and on a Monday. I need Jesus on Wednesdays, on Fridays, and in between. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Personally, I need to seek and cleave to Jesus. I need to heartily submit myself. Are you willing to heartily submit yourself to Jesus Christ? He's not wanting a mental ascent. He's not wanting you just to say, I'm a Christian. He wants you to invite him to come and live inside your heart. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Do you have a quarrel about his supremacy? Do you always want the last word? Or does Christ have the last word? The supremacy of Jesus Christ. We need to heartily submit ourselves. We need to yield in totality to the Lord of the universe. Jesus died for you, that you might have life. He will do wonderful things when he is your all in all. Not just when you submit to him on a Sunday, but forget about him on a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday. But when you submit, you're all in all. You see, Jesus said that he will not share with another God. He's Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. We need to heartily submit to him. And finally, we need to joyfully believe in him with Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The great potential there is when we joyfully believe in him. Although without him you can do nothing, you can with him do all things. Every day of my life I carry with me a little piece of paper. Some of you may have seen it before. And it reminds me that I believe in the unbelievable. And I receive the impossible. I believe the unbelievable. And I receive the impossible. Why? Because with Christ, all things are possible. I have to ask you today, are you in Christ? Is Christ in you? It's a serious question that calls for an answer. Omnipotence will live in your life if you have Christ in your life. All power is given unto me, Jesus said. He wants to live in your life with all power. I ask you today, is Christ living in your life? Have you totally surrendered to him? Have you said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done? Jesus said it for us. He said to the Father, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I ask you this morning, if you're unsure, don't put it off. Don't leave it till another day. You aren't promised another day. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen.
Thank you, David Brewer. Thank you. Thank you. That's fabulous. I've been making notes. I make notes on my phone. People probably think I'm being really rude, but I make notes on my phone and I've highlighted, especially at the end. I believe the unbelievable and I receive the impossible. I think I'm going to write that on a piece of paper as well and keep that with me. So thank you. Fabulous. There's a lot of really important questions.